Welcome to the Conversation on Women and Family Business. We are WIFB, the global initiative that offers an opportunity to women all over the world to share their thoughts on matters related to the family enterprise. Daughters changing the conversation about succession. After being traditionally excluded from the succession process, women's role within the family business is finally changing. This shifting trend coincides with the leadership transition from baby boomers to younger generations. The fundamental generational difference in attitude about gender is helping to fuel this progress. However, as Professor Francesca Maria Cesaroni knows firsthand, obstacles persist. Full professor at Italy's University of Urbino and co-author of Do Dreams Always Come True? Daughters' Expectations and Experience in Family Business Succession, Francesca has interviewed countless women around the world about the challenges of maneuverability in their family businesses. We spoke with Francesca about her research and how she believes it will influence the future of women in family business and entrepreneurs alike. Enjoy this episode with Francesca.
Maria, I'm very excited to speak to you about a topic that I think is very, very important to discuss, especially in certain, depending on the cultural context. So we came across your work because we found out that you had authored an article that is called Are Family Ties an Opportunity or an Obstacle for Women Entrepreneurs? With empirical evidence from Italy. I would love it, Maria, if you can tell us a little bit more about why you thought that this was an important research question to answer and what made you look into this question in the first place, just a little bit to understand your motivation.
Sorry, I have to say something before. My research interest is above all focused on women entrepreneurs, but also women in family businesses. And in fact, I carried out recently several research about the role of women in family businesses, because I think that this is a very interesting topic to analyze, especially because until very recently, women were completely excluded from succession processes in family businesses. And in fact, I think that, yes, exclusion is the best word to describe the role the daughters traditionally have played in family businesses. And so this is why I think that it's important to analyze this topic, because it is also important not only from the research point of view, not only for me that I am a scholar, but it's above all it's important for family businesses, because for their future, because in their future they have to select their successors, and it's important they can be able to consider the whole range of options that they have, and not only consider their sons, but also daughters, because they are also important, and they can also act as effective leaders, future leaders of their family business.
This shift, you were mentioning it yourself, this shift is in thinking is recent. So women have not traditionally been included in at least a succession conversation. So we know that women have always played a maybe unofficial role in the family business and keeping the family business going. Why do you think this shift in conversation is happening now? Are family businesses under more pressure today than before? Is it because the women's movement has progressed and, like, you know, we are really closer to equality? What do you think are the factors that have contributed that today we actually see an actual shift when it comes to this conversation?
The first is that this shift is really happening, but is slow. So to be optimistic, we can see that we have changed direction. So I think that thinking about the next future, we can imagine a world where gender disequalities will disappear or will gradually fade. This is my hope, first of all. And from this point of view, some optimistic signs can be identified, because I think that younger generations are thinking differently about relationship between genders. And I think the younger generations, boys and girls, are more open towards gender equalities, and we can also add that girls today have access to higher education more than their mothers and their grandmothers. So in the future we can imagine a very higher number of women with higher education, a very higher number of women who have chosen an entrepreneurial career. So I think that the world of business will be more open towards women in general. This is looking at the future. Other reason why, according to me, in this period, the great interest from different situation is rising towards this topic is that one is about family businesses, because a very high number of family businesses in this period, in these last decades, in the period between the last century and the 2000, are involved in succession process. The generation of entrepreneurs who started their business after the Second World War in Europe, but not only in Europe, are now leaving. And so succession is a very hot problem for a very high number of family businesses. Mm-hmm. And when family business owners have to choose to choose their successor, it's important that they can consider both daughters and sons, and especially if their daughters are very talented and very well-educated girls and young women. So this is another fact that's important. The third factor, according to me, is that in general, in business research, there is a stream of interest in focused on women, because there is a cultural movement in general in the world. And so scholars realize that women are an important actor and could be an even more important actor in family businesses. And they began to analyze their role, their position, their possibility. What they can do in family businesses. And so, in fact, if we look at research and literature in family business, we can see that a great change occurred in the last decades. I mean that if we think of the first studies about women in family businesses, the main attention was focused on obstacles, difficulties, barriers that hindered the possibility of women to reach a leadership position in family business. This was in the past.
I have a controversial question for you, Maria. Do you think that women now being more involved in the family business, but also being considered in the moment of succession, do you think that will solve some of the typical succession problems that we have known in the past? Do you believe that by including women, succession might become more successful for family businesses, since we know that it is such a key mortality point for a lot of businesses, is that they can transition from one generation to the next? Do you think that including women might actually help family businesses transition more successfully?
It depends. We have to put the question is, I think, in the right position. I mean that I don't think that women are better than men. I can't say so, because this is not what really happens. And so women are not better than men. The problem is that women should be considered like men when family business owners have to decide to choose their successors. They should consider not only their sons, but also their daughters. This is what I think. So this means that if there is a girl, which is a daughter, which is very talented, very skilled, very well educated, with who attended very qualified masters or universities and so on, why not? Mm-hmm. This is what I think. So I don't think that the daughter is better than the brother, but I think that that daughters should have the same opportunity. The daughters and sons should receive the same opportunity to be selected. Then the select to be selected as successors. Then the selection, of course, should be based on their abilities, their skills, their competencies. Not just because one is man and has to be preferred to the daughter. This is what I think.
But it's very interesting, right? Like, because we are witnessing a change like we've never witnessed this change before. So I agree with you. Like, we see it becomes more and more normal to involve women as successors in the conversation. And this is, it's going to be interesting to see in the next 20 to 30 years whether this has a positive impact on family businesses surviving to the next generation, if we can see a difference, if they actually are more likely to survive now that women are involved. Because, I mean, not, as you said, not because women are better than men, but because the talent pool that we're considering is bigger, right? Like, so we have more chances. I have a question for you with regards to specifically geographical, because we also know that, of course, including women in succession has a lot to do with culture. It has a lot to do with the family values and culture and the cultural setting itself, right? As you have countries where this is an easier transition, is Italy, like, you know, showing the way with regards to this, or is Italy behind when it comes to considering women as successors? And what would you like to see happening in family businesses in Italy with regards to this subject?
Italy is not a paradise from this point of view, because if you, for example, if you consider the position of Italy in the Global Gender Gap Report, I think that you know this global report, the position is in Italy in this ranking is quite low. So we in general, Italy is not a country very open towards women in economics, in politics, and in other fields of society, and not even in family business. In my country, family businesses are very traditional, and the family tradition is quite strong. So we are changing. We are changing, but from this point of view, the openness towards women is not so high. And even if this seems a quite strange thing, because if you look at numbers about graduated boys and girls, you can find a higher percentage of girls who are graduated. So girls are well prepared, sometimes are even better prepared than their male colleagues. But when it comes to their professional and career opportunities, they have more difficulties than boys. And this is what happens in different fields of society and the work environment, and also in family businesses. So in family business in Italy, so far the prevailing idea is that sons are better as future successors. Even if, of course, if I look at the process of change, some changing process is happening, really. But the number of women leading family businesses is still very low. Even if it's growing, but it's still very low.
What do you think needs to happen to the thinking in Italy? Like, you know, what needs to happen within the culture of organizations to change this discourse? And also, like, I'm alluding here to the fact that, you know, we tend to think that this is the fault of men. But of course, like, you know, these men get raised in a certain way at home by primarily their mothers. And the question is, like, you know, also sometimes, why do we as mothers insist on raising men that don't let women a chance in the workplace, right? Like, so it's a really interesting a vicious circle that we see sometimes happening for women, where the question really becomes, is it men standing in our way? Is it other women standing in our way when it comes to this thing? So I'm coming a little bit to one of the questions that we sent you beforehand, like, you know, why do we need to have a dedicated discussion to this, like, you know, to this subject of women's roles in the family business and in the succession process? And what would you like that discussion to include in the future? Do you believe it's important to understand whose fault it is, or do you believe it's important to understand how we move forward from here? Like, what is your interest in moving forward?
Cultural change should depend, and of course, as every cultural change is, this is not an easy change to do. So families could do a lot to change this way of thinking, because the problem very often begins when boys and girls are very young. It begins when they receive some cultural model, gendered models in their family, and begins with with different socialization models that boys and girls received in their family. For example, it's still very common to see fathers that involve their sons, even if they are very young, in the business. They bring the sons with them in the business, they speak with them about the business, about the family business, they speak with them about their future as future leader of these companies. This company in the future will be yours, to sons, while daughters are left at home with their mother and to do something else. I met a lot of women in my research activity, so I met some girls, not really girls, but women, that they said, my father, even if I am 30 or 35, so I'm not a very small girl, but my father so far continued to consider me his little girl. I am so far the daddy's little girl, because I work in the family business, so I am some responsibility, but for example, I remember some episodes. For example, she said that if I have to go to visit a customer, or I have to travel to meet some of our customer, my father said, "Oh, please, can I come with you? It's better that I come with you, because I'm not very sure to let you go alone." So she said, "But I am not a baby, but I am not a little girl." So this is what's happening. And so it's important to understand these micro events, that what happened in the day-to-day life in the family and in family businesses, because this explains a lot of fact, according to me. And in fact, in studying this topic, which I love so much, it's a topic that according to me is very interesting, and I like also to interview women, to speak with them, to let them describe episodes of their life, their relationship with their father, their relationship with brothers, but also with mothers sometimes, because there are some, how can I say, some hidden factors which are not great things, but some things very small, but that at the end can explain why the final result is that only men are chosen as successor. So this is the dynamics that very often happen in families.
I just wanted to, as maybe one of the final questions here, I wanted to come back to Francesca Assisti, the idea of, you know, at the beginning you were talking about how this next generation seems different when it comes to the gender equality discussion, or the differences in gender discussion, at least when it comes to the workplace. Can you just like maybe elaborate a little bit on how you think this will have an impact on the family business? Do you feel like it is actually really going to make this decision easier, or do you think that when it comes to talking about ownership and power, maybe even this generation will have the same challenge. Or do you think there's a real fundamental difference? Or do you think maybe only right now as they are young, and then when it comes to the business responsibilities, we will see the same divide?
I think that the word that we can use is diversity. I think that diversity is a richness, because different persons with different point of views can help to arrive to better decisions, better choices, to create synergies between different sensibilities, different perspectives, and so I repeat that I don't think women are better than men, but probably we are different. So probably women are different than men. Not necessarily every woman is different from every man. So anyway, mankind is full of people, of different people. So I think that diversity is a richness for family business. And so if you can allow both brothers and sisters to be involved in the business, and if you allow both of them to lead the company, to provide their contribution to the company, you can enrich your competencies, your skills, your sensibilities, and you can manage better the company. So this is what I think. It's not a problem of technical skills. It's more about the soft skills. Soft skills, probably the main differences between women and men is about soft skills. I think that it's wrong to divide the world in men and women, first of all, because every one of us is different. I am different from you and from other women, and so. But in general, I think that having a higher variety is better for business in general. So, in fact, diversity is a word that I am thinking about, because it's something that scholars are discussing when they speak about, for example, boards composition, management composition in family businesses and in other businesses. And so in family businesses, it's important that they are able to take advantage of their resources, their human resources, the human resources that they have in their family.
I think it's a wonderful final comment to your interview, actually, that the path to success is through diversity, which is a beautiful sentiment in every aspect, whether it's gender or other things in life as well. So thank you very much, Francesca, for this conversation.